Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm sitting with Johnny. Like, here are things you're going to need to do. What are you going to think about when you almost come? And he was a dog owner, so he would say, my dog getting hit by a car, and that would set me.
Oh, my God. Are we in?
We're in.
Guys! Right.
We're here with the legendary Lisa Ann.
I mean, this is an honor.
This is an we've been talking about this forever.
I'm super stoked. And also, I felt very comfortable rolling up in here because I shot a lot of scenes in this exact vicinity.
Hold on. This one?
Not this
what
unit.
What corner of the room?
But this building.
And I got a big nose, identical. But I can't smell it, okay? What corner of the room?
Most of them were rented in the far back, which was smart because then they wouldn't disrupt sound for people that were like, you know, because these are kind of close. So you want to be on the last row.
Have you ever been in a place like this and so and it people like the neighbors are like, hey, I know what you're doing. Call the police type thing.
Yes, they do.
Or they're like, let me join.
So in order to get a permit to be able to legally shoot somewhere, you have to door knock and you have to get the approval of the 5 closest neighbors on each side of the house.
Knock on the thing and be like, 5? Hey, I'm about to pipe down a woman in here.
That's also hilarious that you think that you're going to hit 5 houses. You're like, I wouldn't, if the neighbor even knows I'm doing sex, that's a big plus.
True this.
If the girl I'm having sex with knows I'm doing sex, that's a plus.
True that as well.
5 houses? This is like
Megan's.
So
we didn't
shit.
Often get permits. But what we did do was we had certain people that own multiple homes. And they would pay down their neighbors at the end of the year. So they'd be like, okay, we'll give you a percentage of what we rent these houses for the year.
Wow.
They break off the cash to everybody. Then you know the cops aren't going to come. You know, nobody's going to call the police and nobody's going to complain.
Yeah.
It is bad when people walk outside like halfway through the scene. They're like, I'm just going to go outside, have a smoke some weed, whatever. And then next thing you know, there's a bunch of naked people in the backyard. I get that. You live in a $5 million house.
Yeah.
Your kids are home from school. It's summer. You probably don't want to look at that or hear that.
The kids do.
Oh, yeah.
The kids do.
Kids like, I'll play
like
Frisbee
you guys
outside.
Say, you have tits in your pocket at all times now.
Yeah,
that
so,
is interesting.
Can I? Wow. In our pocket at all times.
All pocket. Like right now.
You said
right
this
now?
On your podcast.
Dude, I used to print out.
I listened to a ton of episodes over
you.
The past week.
I used to print out porn and I would hide it in. So I used to paintball a lot growing up. I'd print out porn and then I'd hide it in the magazine. And I'm ever wondering,
you use their ink for this.
Dude, I would cut all their color ink, done. My mom would be like, we just got this yesterday. I'd be sweating. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. But yeah, I used to, my site was Naughty America.
Of course.
Was where.
Oh my gosh, they had such great scenarios.
There was always
a teacher.
Yeah, what was the first?
Naughty Teacher was one. They had a MILF series. Why are their names not coming to me now? Because they were
series.
You know.
Sarah J was in there. We got some
Sarah
legends.
Sarah J was in there. Of course.
Yeah, but
Kendra.
Jenna Jameson.
No, she never did the MILF thing. Fuck. She never worked past the internet.
I used to print out Pam Anderson ones because you could Google Pam Anderson and on Google Images, it would show
the ones
out.
From.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be like a porn website.
Right, it wasn't from the Pam and Tommy doc that you probably did watch on Hulu.
Oh, did watch.
So good.
I got it as an NFT. Okay.
So good.
Yeah, dude, I have a question for you. Why are porn studios and the mansions always, there's so much echo. There's never enough furniture to kill the reverb. It's just one single couch in the giant living room.
Sound is an issue, and it's because most people that rent
Nobody
their homes, they move their furniture out to a garage, and then they have like the furniture they bring in for us to be actually to have sex. They don't want us to smooge on their stuff.
They don't
want to
get cum on their fucking $5,000-$8,000. Yeah,
I would though, because then you can just take it out of the security deposit.
This is true. Airbnb a big problem too because people are spotting their houses in movies and they don't like it.
When I was Airbnb in my place, I came back and my couch was moisture.
Wasn't there like dick confetti on
the
ground?
There was dick confetti on the ground.
You know, like the bachelorette things?
And you know how strippers...
Yeah, they weren't putting that on cupcakes. They're putting it on cups.
We were in Vegas last week. We saw a lot of bachelorette parties. A lot of women wearing sashes and dicks on them. And
that was going down in his house.
Dude. I went into my house after being on the road. My fucking couch was just literally moisture. You could feel it, right?
Moisture.
And it smelled.
I don't know if that's a word.
It smelled like moisture?
Moisture. I didn't know if you're saying
was
like,
it moisture or moisture?
Moisture.
Moisture.
You were saying Like there was moist.
Did you reach out to them to ask them what happened in the
house? I want to know what happened.
Actually,
you Airbnb your house again?
No, I stopped like 2.5 years ago. But it's you know, like a stripper has a very specific smell.
Vanilla. I know.
Vanilla.
What is that? What is that smell?
It stays on your clothes. Body spray.
It's very cheap.
I think it smells better than any other perfumes. It stays. I remember when
the cotton candy.
It's something. I remember when I was 18.
Yes, dude.
The cotton candy.
Because here's the thing. Cotton candy vanilla. But I don't want to fuck them. I want to bite them. Do you know what I mean?
I would walk through the dressing room as a feature. You have to walk through the main dressing room to get to stage. And I would walk through just praying that nobody would catch me in their spritz. Because I'm over here wearing good perfume.
That's how I felt when I used to shop at Abercrombie.
And they're like spritzing stuff that has glitter. And it's in the and they would, I would listen to the pumps, right? 20, 21, no. 22, 20. And that's why it gets on you guys.
I used
guys.
To do the Axe body spray too in like 7th grade. But I remember
you guys are so young. Axe wasn't even invented when I was in
I still use
grade.
It today. I don't have good credit. But I used to we had a stripper when we were 18. My dad's friend got it for us. He was like the man. And he was like, yeah, I guess you got some strippers. It's the coolest thing ever. And she like grinded.
Coolest thing ever.
Oh my God, I'll never forget that day. She like grinded on me and it was a gray Vans t-shirt with purple writing.
It was
and
ruined.
It had the scent on it, and I didn't wash for like 3 weeks.
Oh, because you were 18. That was such so cool of
him.
Oh
my God.
When you're 18, you could smell something and come.
True.
Yeah.
Like literally, you can just walk into a Bath and Body Works and be like, huh, and then walk out.
Yeah. I'm not allowed at a lot of bad Bath and Body Works, you know.
Can't. Yeah.
So you used to film here.
Yep. Filmed
like,
here.
Like in this complex.
In this complex, yes.
So do you have a crazy memory in this complex? So you walked in, you're like, wow, this brings back a lot of memories. When you
crazy
first
crazy memories are always just like you first pull up somewhere, you're a little apprehensive, you might knock on the wrong door, somebody will let you in. That's what you're afraid of. Like, knocking on the wrong doors and be like, yes, come in. And the door locks behind you, and that's where you're gonna die.
Also, how they open doors on porn is so graceful, wide swing open. Like
we're taught how to do that.
Course. And then opening a door in 2022, I like peep out and like, are you
Naughty Neighbor?
No?
Remember Naughty Neighbor on Naughty America?
Do
Naughty
I
Neighbor was a great
Naughty
series.
Neighbor,
Naughty Neighbor, because
yeah.
they always open the door. The neighbor always came
and
over.
That's so big.
And then the guy's telling you, the director's like, you're gonna stand here, cheat it, you know, open it, and then they're gonna shoot it from both sides. Naughty Neighbor, we always open the door.
But like, open so big.
Yeah.
I don't open doors now. I look at a peephole and I go, are you Postmates? And the guy goes, no, I'm with the Lord of No. Done. Get out.
Yeah. No,
you're with the Lord of Get Off My Grass.
We opened it wide so you could see. You knew what was gonna go on. The music would chime in. Right there, you know.
Yeah. Let me ask you this real quick: is there like, speaking of porn directors, are there like the Ron Howard of porn directors, where he's like trying to like get the best fucking shot?
The M. Night Shyamalan, he starts with the cum shot and then goes backwards.
So, you know what I mean? Is there one?
When I was young, I was very I was feisty. Ooh, and I would argue back with those types of directors and like, you do realize that that is not going to stop a guy from masturbating. Like, that is not going to help this movie. You do realize that
you
didn't make it in real movies, and that's why you're here right now. Let us just do the scene.
Whoa,
because they
want to
do the dialogue first. And so, like, if you don't want to eat right before a scene, you know, you're kind of ready for the scene. You want to feel good and fresh. You showered. You're in your makeup. You're this and that. And he wants to, like, get this dialogue perfect, and hours are ticking by. You're on, like, the 6th hour. All you want to do is the sex. You're there for the sex. You just want to do the sex. And this guy is still like, I don't really like the way the light looks. It's changing outside. Let's light outside and bring it inside. You're like, that's the Ron Howard guy.
Yeah.
That you're like, fuck, I never want to work for him again.
That's what's great about the amateur lantern now. It's just iPhone, ready, set, go. Whatever.
Yes.
Is he the guy?
No, but Gonzo was
Gonzo?
What started.
Gonzo porn.
Gonzo porn is when we eliminated the storyline. Gonzo was just like the guy shows up. It's the pizza guy. Remember
what is that name from?
Big Sausage Pizza. Remember that
Who
series?
Doesn't remember that?
Yes. Well, that was good. The delivery guy would show up and his penis would be through. And I didn't do this scene because I didn't want
burn.
The pizza grease on my face.
Also, like, I'd be too horny. I'd be like, I'm hungry. Let me just eat real quick.
Right. So
have you ever done the illustrious bang bus? We did a podcast on the bang bus.
You got them to let you do that?
Yes,
that was so cool of them.
Yes.
And the cops love them in Miami, even though it's totally illegal to shoot porn in Florida.
Because
it is the Bible Belt. But they love the bang bus.
The guy's driving his, like a Sony camera while filming and driving. Swerving out of traffic,
talking to you, people are like, it's
bombs.
A bang bus, pick me up, pick me up.
That was like the perfect level. They had a little bit of LED lights and then just a handheld. And I was
let me go back. Gonzo came
out, please.
right when we started using handheld cameras, internet, everything else. They realized, let's get more to the point. Let's have more compact scenes. Let's make the scene the focus.
Trim the fat.
There's still those companies that do produce storylines like Wicked and Digital Playground.
Nobody gives
for
a
couples.
Shit that
we're
you forgot
to
couples.
Kid
the playground.
It's for couples.
That's
you know?
For couples?
That woman.
if you were going to pick a director that you love the most, what's your choice now? Not
Adam McKay. So if I come quick, they can add like fart noises and like laugh tracks.
This is good.
Okay. All right. And you?
I don't even know the question.
Do you want,
what director would you have direct your porn right now?
Yeah.
I would have Scorsese direct it.
Why?
Because I want to be like an Italian guy. Like, instead of smoking a cigar, it'd be someone else's cock. Guys, hello. This is comedy.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Right?
Are there any directors you follow now or sites that you still watch?
I've been big on Reddit. We've been talking about that. Reddit's okay. There's that. I'm just a classic.
Because Reddit steals
OG.
Everyone's OnlyFans content and then puts it on Reddit.
Reddit's like the LimeWire of porn. Somebody put that in a goddamn Bible. But that's what they do. So, wow, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
But I think there's people out there that have like legal teams that take all that stuff down.
Yeah.
There are, but you got to find it. So people send me the links. They'll email me and be like, oh, there's this. But I don't want to go to Reddit because I don't want to read the threads because people have so much to offer. And then I'll get consumed and I'll read and I'll just be like,
Reddit's a weird place. You got to bust
it
out and get out.
Go.
It never, it also never ends because I was never into Reddit. He got me in because we both like really, really enjoy the amateur stuff. So like, It is a never ending, like I'm jerking off for 49 minutes. There's like sweat coming down my knees. I'm like, I have a fucking job. What am I doing?
Your dog's like, take me
out
to pee.
How is Reddit getting away with this? Because isn't that what made Tumblr have to make the switch and not have porn anymore? Like,
yeah,
Reddit wasn't started for porn. Reddit was like a forum where people would go and
talk.
People
who go on Reddit are horny.
Everything was started from porn. Everything
think about where
goes
Instagram
there.
Started. They're putting Seffy on a pine tree. Now you're like, here's the inside of my asshole. You're
that's
like,
literally it.
So
I love it.
Everything
so
can get turned
true.
Horny. You know,
the internet.
I love that
horny.
You guys did an episode on the Bang Bus.
It was really
so
fun.
So
now,
fun.
Did they
but
clean
I'm,
it for you, or was
God,
it
no.
disgusting? It's
that they
so
it.
Disgusting.
I saw Lysol wipe and I said, throw that shit away. But I was wondering if it was the same bus because they said it's been like two buses the whole time.
Yep.
And, yeah, but there was signatures forever, and I think that your
yes, I've done
on it.
I've done the reverse bang bus.
What the hell?
So that's when the
so
girl
do in the UK, it's a double decker.
The girl gets to pick up the guys, you know. So it's a reverse because sometimes
oh, how easy
the
is that? You roll down the window,
girls.
And the guy's like, "I'm in."
Yes.
Right, and
empowerment.
And then the guy, you know, starts to fail, and you just throw him out of the bus. They just dump him
that
on the side of the road,
the
and
funniest.
Then
the part
somebody
is
else
wild.
Picks him up. But the fact that you get to throw him out of the van and be like, you know,
that's where like in all porn like fantasy land, it lost. I mean, they like kick a girl out. She just has to ride a bike home.
It
I'm like,
it's sad when it's a girl. It's sad when it's a guy. It's not
dude,
sad.
Dude, I remember.
Guy's funny.
One of
the
funny.
Walk home.
It's
put
so
your Fitbit
funny.
On and get the fuck out
one
of here.
One of the directors was talking about the end of it. He was like, yeah, then we throw the girl out, you know. And he looked at me like, you know, you remember. And I'm like, dude, who the fuck continues to watch after they come?
But that's
they
where
do
like,
throw
who
us
goes,
out.
I need,
everyone
I need,
is out of the bus once the scene is over.
Done.
The guy's just going back to the place.
But nobody would like be pissed off if they didn't get like kicked out. Like if they just ended there on the bukkake scene, the cum shot, you'd be like, oh, I feel good about myself. Nobody's like, whoa, wait. The real cum shot is when they kick her out of the van.
So you guys went to the office, the compound,
yes,
right?
Dude, they
how
had
sick.
Stand-up
okay.
desks.
Yeah.
Not only that, they
so
have mad security there.
Oh, yeah.
That gate,
yeah.
right? But
yeah.
So when you're doing the bang bus, you meet all of the guys before they get dropped at their locations where you're going to be picking them up all over, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're all sitting there filling out their paperwork. They're all brand new, so they're all super afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get in their fucking head right then and there because you
oh,
know
no.
who you want to do the last part of the scene with already.
And because you're like the veteran, so you're kind of like...
Right, there's like seven dudes there.
Them.
I'm like, that's going to be the only guy to make this happen because we don't get paid if we don't finish the scene
can
in
I
any
ask?
Scenario.
Yeah. So if you don't like a dude or you look at him like, oh, I'm going to make you come fast... Is that like kind of the vengeance there?
Or I'm going to make sure you don't get hard so we don't have to have sex.
What does that
damn.
Look like for you if
damn.
You don't want to get a
blue
guy
chew.
Hard?
It's a mental game.
Really?
You, know?
You just whisper
ruin your
grandmother's hand.
With one gaze.
Or when he's rocked up, you go, that's all you got?
Yeah.
This is you how go, I look at most guys that look at me. Like
you look just like your dad.
Or you should probably go find your dad and DP your mom. Like shit like that.
Oh, but see, that would get me hard.
Here's the thing. If one guy gets rocked up, then you're like, okay, get this guy. Security, get this guy out.
Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Goddamn.
Why do you think the Valley turned into the porn hub? Whoa, that's a website.
Uh oh.
Very good. So distribution was easiest out of California from the jump. Mm. And since most of the manufacturers were here, a lot of them had their
Wait,
offices
manufacturers
right
of what?
The at that time VHS than DVD. Gotcha. See, now it can be anywhere because of the internet. Yeah. But at one time, this was where things needed to be sold from because some states still had different laws where you couldn't send certain things to certain states. So this was the epicenter started in San Fran. Then came down here. It is weird that it's the valley because it is so hot in the valley.
Oh, and they gotta kill the AC for sound.
Thank you. You know the problem.
Yeah, yes. Everywhere you film, they kill the air conditioning because it has like sound. But I'm like, if you're listening to sound in a porn, don't use Bose headphones.
Agreed.
The fridge, it doesn't all matter. That shit.
Agreed, but they will not let you have the AC on. So July and August, it's out to shoot in the valley. You don't want to shoot in the valley. It's gonna be too hot.
God no. But you're like sweating. You're like, I just did hot yoga.
You're dying.
Is there a scene that you ever just like, you know what? I'm done. Like in the middle of it, like I'm too hot. I hate this guy. Fuck this Ron Howard director.
I'm thirsty. Yeah.
Yeah.
There I forgot to wax that, my asshole. But I did a scene for the Palin series that was the
Palin series.
Sarah Palin, we forgot about it. You got hit up all the time for that. Because
who's Nailin Palin?
Oh my God.
That was me.
Oh my God.
I don't have the bangs anymore.
Did you ever meet Sarah Palin?
No, but I'm trying to.
You should.
If you have connects to Sarah Palin on this podcast,
reach out. Our life goals is to have her on my podcast. Oh my God. Just be friends. I like all of her posts. She's my favorite follow on social media. Dude. I have a Palin for President 2024 t-shirt already. Available on Amazon, y'all.
Palin for pussy.
She is running for Congress again. So there's like a lot of good things. But
so how did that come about? Was it just somebody looked at you one day and like, hey,
It came in two ways. At the time I was an agent and Nina Hartley had come to my office and she's like, Lisa, and she was very political, Nina. And she was like, and at that time I wasn't really following anything. I was working 20 hours a day running 100 people in a talent agency. It was in porn, which is not easy. Mm-hmm. So she comes in, she's like, you should do the Sarah Palin movie. Like, you look just like her. You got the bangs, you got the glasses, da, da, da. And I'm like, I don't really want to like spoof somebody. Like, I'm not sure if I want to do that. Yeah. Then Larry Flint makes the call. And I was like, I'll do anything at that time. Rest in peace. Larry Flint passed away last year. But at that time, I was like, anything I could do with Larry Flint, I would do.
Yeah.
He was just an awesome person to be around. He just did so much for the industry by making this a legal, tax-paying, acceptable job. Really the fight that he fought to be put in a wheelchair, which the movie you probably saw, Woody Harrelson played him. So the second one was Obama's Nailin Palin. We were shooting it as a what if Obama wins, we'll release it on Election Day. And so we had to shoot it. They find a guy. He looks like Obama. I'd never worked with him before, but it's a character thing. It's like, okay, he's cool, whatever. But they want us to be on horseback. So they put us on horseback.
I'm
fine with it. But the guy, all I can think about is the guy. Like, if you're nervous to do something and then you got to get your dick hard, that's going to be so difficult. Like, why are you doing this guy? And we had to sign these. When we got there, I'll never forget it. We pull up this like house on this cliff in the canyon where there's trails on the cliff in the canyon for the horse. And they put these model releases on our trunk. They're like, you have to sign these before you even come on set. It was like, pretty much, if you die on this horse today, we're not liable. So we were like, we could not pass go collect 200 if we didn't sign this. We signed this. I'm like, I asked Guy, I'm like, how are you feeling about it? He's like, I really don't know. I've never been on a horse before. So I'm like, all right, we're going to let you have the saddle. And I'll just sit on the back of the horse. I'm comfortable with horses. No big deal. I'll just sit beside it because I had a dress on. So I was supposed to look like a princess, like Sarah Palin as a princess, and Obama rescues her. And so the horse trainer tells our director, do not yell and spook the horse. Jerry T, he yells all the time. As soon as Guy's on the horse, I'm on the horse, he yells. The horse spooks, takes off with us, and we're on this narrow path. Eventually, we both fly off the back of the horse. Okay.
What? Now,
great thumbnail, though.
All I'm worried about is Guy still being able to do this scene. Because again, we don't get paid if we don't do the scene. So I'm now trying So the director's pissed because he paid for these horses. So he's like, we still got to have the horses in the scene.
Yeah.
So he puts out some hay. What do they call it?
Bales of hay.
Bale of hay. Puts out a bale. You're going to do the scene right here. So while we're doing the scene, this horse just keeps coming in and taking hay. So we're like doing the scene. He's getting freaked out. There's a ton of flies. It's taking forever. He's still having problems. The horse threw him.
Yeah.
And I just remember that day being like, okay, maybe I don't want to do this anymore. Like, this was so much. It was like a 12-hour day for like a one-hour scene.
That's wild.
He just kept coming in. And our workbench, which is what I called the area where we were doing the scene, was getting smaller and smaller. And so he was like, you'd feel his wet nose. You're in a certain position. We're trying to get it going.
Dude, I can't even jerk off my cats in the house.
And all of a sudden, this horse nose comes in to get this fresh batch of... It was a lot.
It's funny that he's mad that he's like, I rented the horse. He's like, hey, what about me?
Yeah, no, I flew off with no saddle. I was just thrown off, and then I'm waiting to see how long is it going to take for Guy to let go, and finally he lets go, which was smart.
Do you know what he yelled to make the horse? Like,
action. He screamed action. As soon as he screamed action, the horse took off like it was a Kentucky Derby. I was like, we're dying? Oh my gosh, we're dying?
Were you guys supposed to fuck on the horse? Why was the horse
there? We were just going to do a little entrance. Yep. Yeah. We're doing some B-roll, you know, nice calm scenic okay. back and forth a couple of times. I don't think it was well thought out.
No.
Not at all.
No.
God, no. Horny and horses? No. No. Did you ever do Girls Gone Wild? Was that totally a separate thing?
Totally a separate thing, but it's funny. Did you watch the Anna series on Netflix? Anna Delvey, the scam culture thing. We're obsessed with it.
Oh, maybe.
Okay, she was the chick, Anna Sorkin. She was the girl that scammed all these like investors.
Yes, I did see that.
She was roommates with that guy for a minute. Really? No, she was roommates with the guy from the Fire Festival, but they brought up Girls Gone Wild. We were just talking about
Jeff. That guy was like, he got a fuck ton of trouble. I don't know what happened, but like, yeah, he would just go to people in Arizona and then like,
have to.
Yeah.
It's always have to.
But it's like, it's so funny, like, show me your tits. Like, no, and he's like, what if I had a camera? I'm like, I'm in. It's just like, of course.
But with no model releases, you can't sell that kind of stuff. You have to be sure that all the girls are 18. Like, there are logistics in this that are keeping us from.
Yeah. So did the Girls Gone Wild get? I don't know the story at all.
You got a fuck ton of trouble.
Yeah, a fuck ton of trouble. Yeah, dude, but he made a ton of money first.
Yeah, those commercials.
You had to order those through the mail, and I ordered those through the mail. You ordered them.
Dude, with the gold star on them, the commercials. They come on at Comedy Central like 2 a.m.
Yes.
I would like wake up out of my sleep to be like,
I'd have a blanket over me. Whole boat of girls.
I'd be
like,
sleeping over my buddy Daniel's house, and I'd be like, yo, wake up, dude. It's on. I don't know what they.
Dude,
the best clickbait in the world was the Girls Gone Wild commercial.
Did I tell you that my girlfriend when I was in college was on a Girls Gone Wild? I told you guys this.
No, you always do this on this podcast. You're like, I told you guys this. And you never told us this.
Dude,
how did you find out? Did she tell you or did you watch it?
You're clicking through. You're like, Miranda? No,
that's my girlfriend.
Julia. She told me. She told me before it was released. She goes, listen, I did something last night, and I hope you're not mad.
It was
just
a little gangbang, less than eight, no big deal.
Right. That how she set that up could go any direction.
Yes. Yeah. I was just happy she told me that she wasn't pregnant. Like, I thought she was going to be like, I'm pregnant.
Worst case.
Dude, because I thought it was pregnancy or I have herpes. But since it wasn't those two, I was like, sick. Dude, you show your tits?
She came in so hot with, like, big, heavy news that the letdown was
good
like.
Good for her. Yeah. She did it right. She delivered it. She served it out worst case scenario.
She was at University of Maryland. No, they don't
University of Maryland.
Oh, no. By the way, he paid nobody.
Nobody. No one.
It was just for, what was that even?
Just fun to show your boobs.
Yeah. It was University of Maryland. It was a wet t-shirt contest type of thing. And she
University
like,
of Maryland.
Yeah, she like fucking what?
Who had Girls Gone Wild was like, we need to go to Maryland.
Oh, he went all over.
Massive, bro.
He went all over.
Yeah, it's like 35,000 kids, maybe 40,000 kids. This is a massive school. Anyways, so tits, wet t-shirt contest, blah blah blah. And I didn't know at that moment. I didn't know Girls Gone Wild that much. Where like they do like scenes. There's like obviously like there's like tits, and all of a sudden they're like, oh my god, maybe we should get it, and then they fuck. I didn't know about
where they get the girls to make out with each other.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, there's sex in the Girls Gone Wild stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
I never made it past the commercials.
You had to be 18 to buy it.
Yeah. Yeah.
100%.
So she told me that, and I was like, she's like, you met, and I was like, I don't know why, but I was like, no, this is fine. I don't care because I didn't know it was gonna be. Nobody knew it was gonna be on the video, and then. Three months later, she was pledging for a sorority, and one of the frat dudes saw her and was like, not all of them. Was like, I know that girl. She's on the fucking Girls Gone Wild video.
Give her a bitch. She got great areolas.
And that's how she found out, because she didn't know. She was on a video.
Was she drunk?
Yes.
That was another problem he had. You're not allowed to shoot people when they're intoxicated.
Yeah. Wasted.
On paper, it's like there's no way that it worked out. And yeah, I got a bunch of
And he wasn't smart enough to like start sending money to another country right away. Like, you got to start planning your out. When you're being shady,
yeah, I think a dude trying to film
get your place
tits.
In Switzerland now.
Yeah.
Start using some different banks.
Most people in Havasu
you're
don't
gonna
think
get,
things
this is
going to
go sour.
Like, oh, so he got fucked.
He got
all money gone jail now?
I think he's locked
up. He went to jail.
He is? You have the story on it? But yeah, anybody's doing anything illegal in Havasu is probably not going to. That's where the stripper was actually, where the
vanilla
one.
What the hell is
Havasu? Lake Havasu. It's in Arizona. It's like, it's great. It's
In your 20s, it is the greatest.
Oh, yeah.
You will get
that's
in the water without being
go.
Afraid of that. And now
like,
it's disgusting.
Picture like,
it's gross.
Just, it's like you had PCB, right?
Yep.
Like, what's that? Pacific, whatever the hell,
Pacific beach?
Beach.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like that, but on a lake. And it's like just surrounding the whole rim. And
everybody
the
just
water
ties their boats up together and kind of goes boat to boat to boat.
Party.
It's a crazy blast party.
It's like orgies and
yeah,
shit.
And it was when ecstasy was still good enough to take you
dude,
and
I got
die.
Punched in the face there and still made out with a girl that night.
What the hell?
I remember
break.
There was that bar
spring
that had
break.
The pool.
Yes. Yeah, it's
what was that
it was like on a cove.
I forget.
No, that place, like, anybody from Southern California or Arizona or Nevada is like, they have havasu stories.
Yeah,
I literally like, this guy walked past me and he like looked at me and I was like, what? And then I was with my buddy at the time, Stefan, he's a big buff German guy. And then the guy just clogged me in the face. My buddy Stefan just walked away. And then that night I had like a fat lip and I remember making out with this girl that night and be like,
because she felt bad for you.
Yeah.
That was like some wedding crasher
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah. I showed you know up like a Sarah McLaughlin commercial, just like, please will somebody take
dude,
me in.
Dude, that girl that was on the Girls Gone Wild thing, the first time she met me was at the beach after I got my ass beat. I had a fucking black eye.
You got your ass beat?
Well, yeah, I told you this.
No, you didn't.
I definitely
you did.
Told you this story.
This story.
Thank God.
Gabe, shut up.
So Gabe's paying
yeah,
attention.
I had a fucking, remember I had a pink shirt on and I was just sitting there talking to a girl and three dudes from another school came up to me and was like, hey, I heard a guy with a pink shirt talking shit. I was like, what are you talking about? And then we just started literally fucking fighting. Three dudes beat my ass, jumped me, beat my ass. And then I met that girl that was on Girls Gone Wild a year later that night. Wow. So maybe the landing guys, landing was the high school that they went to. Maybe they're trying to help me out. They're like, listen, dude, in 1 year, that girl's going to show her tits on the University of Maryland campus. So watch yourself. And it didn't work.
Guys getting that's beat up all the time. It's just,
testosterone. Yeah. It's everyone's bluffing. Everyone's just seeing like, it's that game bullshit. You know,
just
like, I got three jacks and you're just essentially talking shit. You're like, he's not going to hit. He's not going to hit. And then you get punched in the face and you're like, I was bluffing.
This is the thing. When you're a 19-year-old dude, you're so full of testosterone. It's either you need to fucking come on something or fight something. You have two options.
Or at the same time.
That's all you want to do.
You punch so hard, you come a little.
So that's what it is. And because it's so much against each other, yes. Right? That's why as women, we were able to like just kind of move, right? Because we didn't have that those levels.
Yes.
Okay.
Dude, but that's what it is. And it's supposed to be late at night when you know that you're not going to fuck. All this cum, there's much cum, and you're like, you know what I need to do with it? I need to fight that.
That's why there's
porn.
So many bar fights at like 2 a.m. Yep. Out front next to a hot dog
I need to lose a couple
truck.
Of teeth, you know, rearrange my face a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah.
I'll feel better.
Yeah, if you ask a guy why they fought after a bar fight, it's hilarious. Like, why'd you fight? I thought that was my Uber. So you just punched the guy in the face?
Yeah.
Thought it was my Uber.
They never make any sense.
No, it's just, but it's just like all these guys getting kicked out of a bar and they're lonely, their friends left them. They have five buttons down and no girls talking to them. So like, well, I could just fight.
So we were talking about this while we were walking in. You said guys with big trucks generally have small penises.
Well,
right?
Our thing is that when we see a huge truck, the comment that comes out is, oh, you have a big penis because you're compensating for something. If you're like in Burbank driving something that has a dually, you know what I mean?
Most people in Burbank aren't
packing anyways. We assume that they have a small penis, so they're overcompensating, but it's fun to say, oh, you have a big penis, dude. Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. What is the car? Because there's a lot of gentlemen out of here that are like, fuck, what car should I buy that would make me seem like I got a large cock? What would be the car in your head if you
saw? I don't
saw,
know what would
like,
see the large car. Stay in the neutral zone, right?
Or
just like
Fiesta,
like the clown car. You don't want to do that either. No. You know those really small cars. Yeah. I haven't been in New York now. The cops pull right up on the sidewalk. It freaks me out. I'm like, if that cop ever came at me in that clown car, I would just walk away.
Oh yeah,
I wouldn't even run. I'm like, okay, so what would make? In. I mean,
so what about a BMW M235i?
What year?
Is this what you drive?
Yo.
What's a car that you wouldn't like? Think too much about it, be like, oh, that makes sense. He could be packing in there.
Those are all trucks right there.
Yeah, can trucks
I?
Or not.
I think a clean car would be a big plus.
Clean
I think
car.
A cleaner car okay. would show a guy that has a bigger penis.
Back of my car looks like a Ross got robbed at gunpoint.
A Ross?
Yeah, my car, there's clothes everywhere in the back.
It's just, also a Ross robbed at gunpoint.
Because all I'm doing auditions, I'm throwing clothes in the back.
I get it,
back,
it's
I get
LA, you live in your car.
Yeah.
You live in your car here.
Yeah.
So there's no car, that you can conjure. What about like a fucking, like a Ford Taurus?
I feel like it's a small SUV might be good. Well, family man.
Yeah, that's
what about a Honda Q45? I mean, an Audi Q45.
Yeah, that's
like
a decent
a regular...
car. Like, that's a nice car. You know, you're not showing your dick by your car. You're driving a car that's sensible, that looks nice, that you're keeping clean. But I do believe that the big jacked up trucks are dudes with very small penises because they're overcompensating.
How do you feel about motorcycles?
Yeah.
I feel good about motorcycles. It depends what kind of a motorcycle. You know, like, are you into, like, is it a jet bike? Is it a Harley? I really want to have a scooter.
The dudes
that
buy white motorcycles to look like a cop car, small dick.
Oh, remember those K cars years ago that looked exactly like the headlights of a cop car? And they'd roll up behind you and then you'd realize it was, you're high, you're paranoid. It goes by, you're like,
the dude in there is paranoid because he's high. He's like, I just stole this bitch.
Dude, the Crown Vicks literally should be
Crown
illegal.
Vic, I agree
it
with
should
you.
Be illegal to buy.
Yeah.
I agree with this. So I don't know, you know, and plus now living in New York City, no one has a car.
Right.
So we're all in the
neutral
zone. That
is true. You're judging just what they're wearing. Maybe that's why everyone's so fashionable. There's no car to be
everyone's
like,
everyone's so fashionable.
I dress very boring, but I like to be like, I have a, you know, nicer car.
You have a nicer
like,
car.
I have a cool hair, I have a nice watch, but like.
Big dick.
Yeah, big dick.
I'll take it. Sure. Yeah. But there's in New York, it's like, you're just judged on what you're wearing. I didn't even think about
and your
that.
Street swagger, how yeah, you
dude,
walk.
Dude, the style in New York is crazy. Right.
Yeah, because so there's on the fucking, on the A train, there's a dude who's worth $400 million.
Next
and
to a masturbator.
A homeless guy yeah. eating a goddamn pigeon
just
for breakfast.
Jerk it
but
off.
At the end of the day, yeah. they both just want to bust a nut.
Hey,
life lesson.
That's the thing. Everyone out on these streets are just trying to bust a nut.
Just get
and
that's
you know,
literally
you
it.
Do see a lot more penis in this in New York than you did here, like on the street.
You
like,
ever seen a homeless dude with a large cock? I have.
I don't look that close.
It's wild.
But
it's wild.
You, there was you've a seen
dude
it?
Dude, on I'll never
Citizens
forget
app.
On 127th Street.
Oh yeah.
Massive.
Oh well, yeah. What?
He was feeding it peanuts. It was crazy.
Were you in your car and you couldn't look away?
No,
you're like, the light is going to turn green, but I'm still going to be looking.
I was walking and I was late for an audition.
And you tripped over it.
I was late for an audition. I was late.
And dude, all you gotta do is hand him your phone and just say, OnlyFans, sir, this is better than any $5 tip I'll give you. Here's
crazy.
A month of Verizon Wireless. In the internet.
It was crazy.
Enjoy.
If you're familiar with the Citizens app, which that's what it's
yeah.
called,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, there was a masturbator on there the other day, a homeless guy. We didn't really zoom in and
they're
see
on there
how
hourly,
big it is.
Yeah.
I love that they actually ask citizens to go out and put themselves in danger.
It's a funny
and shoot live nice. Crimes.
Well, it's also funny. Instead of calling.
There's a guy with a hammer at the corner of your street. Go, can you go live? Like,
but it's like, why not call
why
a cop?
Telling people yeah. to do that?
You're like, hold on, let me get this Greg across the street needs to see this. And you're filming it, but it's like, hey, just let the cops know, maybe, you know?
Well, the cops do find out through the Citizens app when somebody proves it's actually happening.
The whole, I don't like it.
I don't like
everyone
it.
Everyone snitch on everybody.
To, like and,
just
like, follow.
Fucking do your job.
Hey, guys, follow me on Citizen. I go to the biggest. It's like people who chase tornadoes. I'm like, get in the car, go home. If there's a crime, go home.
Did you know that you can be banned and put in jail for commentary on the Citizens app?
Commentary?
Really?
Yeah, because you leave comments. Maybe you crack a joke about the crime.
Oh, there are people. There's one. The Ring camera. They have an app too, and people talk shit on there. They'll be like, did somebody hear that loud noise? And they'll be like, shut the fuck up. It's called lightning and thunder, you idiot. People will go off at each other.
What?
Oh, people will be like, it's anybody
I
who's
like
dog
to iFuck Ring cameras.
Oh, what did you say?
Well, I like to iFuck Ring cameras. Just walk up to people's and get
okay,
walk
that's
by.
Really funny.
I think they need to film
really
more.
Because you know it sends them a text and there's somebody really close
that's
to their
really
camera.
Really funny. And they go, is that Lisa Ann?
Yeah.
Goddamn. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Goddamn. So you're out of the industry.
Yep.
How
yep.
long have you been out?
2019. I retired.
Okay.
Did you know that was your last scene?
So my last, I actually retired once before in 2014 before I wrote that book in 2015.
And let's plug this book.
And that was when I was really planning on retiring.
So The Life, this is your book.
Yep.
Where can people get this?
Amazon or my store, shoplisaann.com.
Boom, you heard it there. And quick synopsis on this. But
this was me getting in. And the journey of being in the industry, including playing Sarah Palin and then getting out of the industry.
Where do I get that basketball? I need to show up to a 24-hour
That was a
yeah.
Michael Jordan
that.
Sign ball. And was I was actually holding a sign ball, one of my collectibles. And then I had the editor put the MILF on it.
That's Love awesome.
It. So,
dude, it's crazy. A lot of these pages are stuck together. Come joke, guys.
Hey.
Come joke.
So
hey,
in 2019, your last video, were you like, I'm going out crazy? Or you're like, you know what? I've done everything in this industry. I want one that's just tailored to my favorites. Or you're going like,
I kind of really fucked that up. So I wanted to do VR. And I wanted to do VR with a really good company that had like the ASMR ears on their cameras.
Yeah,
like I really
Google,
wanted
Snapchat.
It to be great, right?
Yeah.
So a company reached out to me and I said, you know what? I'll make these my last two scenes. One's going to be a Thanksgiving theme. One's going to be a Christmas scene. And I'm like, because I won't be time stamped by technology. Like my career won't be timed. But you don't really get to be intimate with the person in a VR scene at all. He can't touch you.
Room.
You know, they have to be completely held back because you're using the camera and you're having your relationship with the camera.
Yeah.
But they're cutting the guy off. So it's not a great sexual experience. It's a great experience as an entertainer because you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But I realized like I should have done like a gangbang or something.
Yeah.
And really gone out with a bang. I didn't go out with a bang.
Would you, for an offer, Tom Brady that and come back in for another season?
No, I wouldn't at this point. It has been brought to me already now that Sarah Palin announced that, you know, she's making this way, you know.
I think you play your cards right. You hold on. I think there's a big offer around
the corner. Think there's enough money on the table, but, you know.
$7 million
Oh, yeah, we would
We
would do a scene. I tell, what's the number I give everybody that asks me how much to have sex with me by email? I think I say like. $10 million or some, or $5 million I make it so that
this guy starts to GoFundMe for it,
which would be great.
Or some super rich guy goes fine.
Yeah, some guy in Saudi Arabia is like easy.
We're not doing the Saudi Arabia thing. No. Oh yeah, no, we're not going there. We're not going to Dubai. We're not going to live in a house where we're tested every day and locked in a room. Like I've heard all the stories.
Oh,
I've talked to every single girl when she's come back. It's not my jam.
Yeah,
he tests their blood every day, even though he may not have sex with them, and they have to live there for like weeks on weeks because he has a harem that he just wants to decide like what night. Usually, it's the sheikh. A couple of the sheiks. There's a prince over there, but they all go over for the same person.
Is it like bags on bags? Like,
it's bags on bags on bags.
Can you, what is it? How much is it?
It all depends. I mean, some girls have gotten $250,000 You know, some girls have just gotten $100,000 Some girls want to try and avoid banking and think they could put it $30,000 in their backpack and they get busted at the airport and lose all their money. Like, there's a lot of stories.
TSA is like, what's this for? You're like, drop your pants, we'll show you. And the guy's like, I'm in, get this way.
Give her another 30.
Not my jam. But so, yeah, my last day on set, I was just getting ready. I was planning my move from LA to New York full time. I was in the makeup chair and my agent called and said, your house sold. And I was like, well, I guess this is it. I guess this is my very last scene. I guess we're done here.
Damn. Okay. Was it a sad moment or were you like, you know what? I did the damn thing.
I was ready.
Yeah.
I was ready and I didn't love the last couple of years. Like, I don't love the stepmom. I don't like the ancestral stuff.
Yeah,
like, I don't love all of that. It changed. Like,
what about a
lot.
Loving relationship?
Yes.
Yes.
Father and wife make sweet love on a Tuesday when he gets off at 4 p.m.
How about just the fucking pool guy? When did it become like, it was so great when the MILF thing was like just the hot pool guy, hot delivery guy. You guys brought up the plumber. You know, the plumber. Does the plumber ever get it?
Well,
plumber shows up. It's Johnny Sins. He gets it.
Jonathan,
the best plumber ever.
Been trying to get Johnny on the show.
He doesn't
for a while.
Love to do interviews.
Really,
I will talk to him for you, but he doesn't love to do interviews.
Yeah, I could see that because the internet paints him as this person as like this almost like meme type guy, but he's probably just a genuine dude. I've watched his YouTube vlogs.
He's from Pennsylvania. Man, he's a genuine dude.
I've watched his vlogs of him in Hawaii. He's just like working out. He's very
level
minded.
Super nice guy.
Yeah.
He came in and knew if he built a brand that he could make a lot of money on YouTube, and so he doesn't have
Sins
to shoot
TV,
if he
baby.
Doesn't want. Too since TV and he kills it. He's got his girl. He's a nice guy, a super. I was his first agent. We met via MySpace at that time, and there was one director in the business, Bobby Manila, rest in peace. You'll hear that a lot. Like 80% of the people I knew in the business are no longer here. That's just a casualty of war.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yeah. It's the life we choose. Yeah. Some people chase death. Some people chase life.
Yeah.
So I remember Bobby reaching out to me and saying, you're the only agent I would trust this kid with. You know, I'm like, what are you paying him? He's like, I'm giving him like $300 a scene. I'm like, he's like, it's really good. I had more pictures of him. I go, you know what? I'm going to play Ari because this was during Entourage. This will be the first member of talent that the first meeting we do isn't going to be in my office. I'm going to take this kid to lunch. I think he's going to be big, right?
Where are you going to go to lunch?
Boca de Pepa because it was closest to my office.
Shit. I love Boca.
Let's go.
Dude, that Alfredo there.
And at that time, do you remember Johnny Sins started the industry? He always wore a bandana.
I did not know that.
Way, way back in the very beginning, like say 2003, 2004. Doctor, nurse, whatever.
Yeah, 100%.
And he wore this bandana. At first, I was like, okay, I got to let this go. Because it was always my job to tell guys, like, take off the shell necklace.
Take off
the weird bracelets. It was always my job as an agent to try, and the producer to be like, can you just tell this guy to take?
Yeah,
so
dress
I remember
like
looking at Johnny
in
his beautiful, dreamy blue eyes and knowing what he looked like naked already.
How did you know that?
The director. We couldn't do that through MySpace, but we did get them through email.
Yeah,
and
Tom
the
was a real cock block.
Yeah, he did not like the hardcore stuff.
But was his name Johnny Sins at this
Johnny
point?
Johnny Sins. His name was Johnny Sins at the time. I think he wanted to do something else at first. He had just gotten out of college, and he was putting up billboards in the middle of the night to pay
with
off
his
student debt. No.
Really?
Okay.
That billboards was his job.
Like,
and so at first he would say to me, like,
not
I can only,
him,
no,
like
I can
companies.
Only shoot scenes on these days because I'm up really late. I'm like, buddy. Like, we're going to get rid of that job altogether. Don't plan this job. I'm going to get you $1,000 a scene from the jump. He's also the first member of talent I ever flew to Montreal for and sat down with the people that ran Brazzers, Pornhub, MindGeek at that time.
Yeah.
Wow. And sat down with them and got him a contract. So I was That's like, cool. I'm going to get him 20 scenes at 20 grand. So I'm going to come back from this trip and tell him I'm handling you 20 grand a month and you are going to stop putting up billboards in the middle of the night. Like,
so you, it's fair to say that you broke Johnny Sins.
I did.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I did. I don't think a lot of people know that. And also what I found out today is your government name is Lisa Ann.
Yes, government name is Lisa
Ann. But also it's like, I would look, what's, does Johnny Sins have a crazy first name like Robert or something?
It's a basic first name. I won't give it away on air. His privacy is very important. But yeah, it's a great dude.
You broke Johnny Sins.
I broke him. Wow. He listened to all the advice I gave. He's also not a partier, not a drinker. He's not going to show up late. I always told every guy, like, do not walk in the makeup room and start talking to the girl you're working with while she's getting her makeup done. That irritates us.
Let her have that moment.
Let her just get her shit done and then talk, because you can't talk while somebody's doing your lips.
Like the dentist. How did you know that he had like star power? Do you know what I mean? Like,
we did a casting couch on the couch in my office. There were quite a few times that I would have sex with male talent in my office. This was real.
To test it.
Yeah, you know.
You got to sip the wine before you fucking buy the bottle.
So they could fold down, go flat, boom, boom.
That's how you know if he laid it down.
My office in Encino.
Shut Encino. That's some boss ass shit.
I had to. You know what I mean? If I'm going to fly to Montreal and go through customs, I better be sure this thing is exact. If I tell them, hey, we just did it Tuesday afternoon.
But that's true.
We didn't shoot it. We just did it.
One more question. I have a million questions. But like, what am I even talking about? But like, how do I word this? You know, like in sports, or I guess kind of in anything, like you're a rookie and you can get better. Like you're like, oh, this person has potential to get better. When he laid it down with you in the office, were you like, oh, there's no, like, it's great already? Or were you like,
it was great because he was incredibly physically fit, so I knew he could endure the 40 minutes that's needed of him during a scene. He also had really good length, so he's gonna be easy to shoot, right? The height? Longer it is, he's a nice height but not too high.
Oh, that type of length.
That's the length down here, because you know, if a guy's over like 6'3", it's bad for the business because it's hard to frame properly in the scene, camera angles, all that. So you know all of that, and then like I always gave tips, like you know those Listerine breath strips. You know those strips?
Yeah.
So I would like, well, you know, I'm sitting with Johnny, like, here are things you're going to need to do. What are you going to think about when you almost come? And he was a dog owner, so he would say, my dog getting hit by a car, and that would stop me.
Oh, my
in the arms of the angel. You think about
the Sarah McLachlan song that they made black and white to make it even sadder. Yeah. That's what's true in that song you talked about in your podcast.
That's what he's thinking about, is that commercial.
That's what he thinks about to not come. So I would interview a guy like, getting hit. Where do you go? How do you do it? How are you going to do it when you don't like the woman? You know, how are you? He was fussy with his female performers, which I respected, because with Brazzers, he's never going to work with a C girl, like a not so hot girl.
What's
he
deserves
like a not so hot girl, you know? But the Listerine breath strips were before Manscaped and all these different things. I would tell him to put them in his mouth before the scene. I told all male performers this. Build up spit. If you feel close to the edge, spit on your hand and just stroke your cock for a minute, because that's going to numb you. The mint is going to numb you and kill your sensation.
And you have fresh
breath for the girl. And you have fresh breath for the girl. It's both.
You can't go down on her, though. That'll really.
So it numbs you a bit. Dirty mouth? Are dudes out here using numbing spray, or is it Listerine?
No. This is early days. But I know now there's wipes and there's all kinds of different things you can use, right?
Yeah.
But that was, to me, the easy. And it doesn't affect the girl, right? Because you don't want to use something that could make the girl uncomfortable, burn, what doesn't affect the girl.
Wow.
But yeah, and she doesn't even know what's happening. So like, if you think you're at that close to the edge and the dog thing isn't working for you, I need you to spit in your hand with these Listerine. And I always had them at my office for everybody. Male talent knew they'd come in.
That is absolute.
Bear Grylls is like, that's fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just did the math and figured out this is going
to
work.
I used to use numbing spray in college and forgot to tell a girl one time, and then she'd suck my dick and then she just
in her mouth.
Rocky, not good.
But see, you were already researching what you could do to last longer.
Oh yeah, because in college I would come lickety split, bro.
Yeah. They turn the AC on. He'd be like, "We gotta."
See, what would make
down.
You not do it once before you left, and then show up with already like?
It doesn't matter. When I was in college, I could come 9 times. It doesn't matter. But I did. I've said this 100 times. What I did realize is if I pinch myself.
Uh-huh.
Don't I won't come.
Yep.
So that's it. When I found that trick out, I was like,
"Will she ever see you doing it?"
All you need to do is do something else somewhere else. Make yourself uncomfortable somewhere else.
Do a Sudoku puzzle.
Bend your finger back, whatever. But the Listerine strips.
The Listerine finger back's a great one.
Yeah.
Like the. Just pull
it. Oh yeah, because there's no way you're coming if your body's like, "Oh, my finger's gonna break."
Uncomfortable, something like that. Yeah.
You ever see a guy just punch himself in the face? That'd be funny.
No, but I have seen guys do. And I always would ask guys, like, well, what do you do when you have to work with a girl that you're not attracted to? And, like, some of the guys would be like, I just pretend I was in prison for, like, 10 years. And this is my first time having sex.
Oh, I feel so bad for those women. Yeah, prison for 10 years. I mean,
if
you're
a guy that's shooting 20 to 25 scenes a month and you show up for your 26th scene and the girl's a four, you're going to be like, I already am. I'm fucking my girlfriend at home. I'm doing 25 scenes a month. I don't really need this extra.
Yeah, but she might got some that
you're
you
right.
Don't know
you're
about.
Right. And I like how you see that. Yeah. I like you see the value because they usually work something. A bit harder.
They're like, there's a reason we hired her. They and work then she puts her hair up in a bun and you're like, oh, shit. Oh, shit.
That's that deep-rooted Naughty America shit right there. Because we always had our hair up in the bun for, like, the teacher.
Oh, the bun shit's so odd.
It's so funny. The Listerine.
The Listerine thing's wild. Crazy. Mm-hmm.
And it took me a year to get the bandana off Johnny's head.
Really?
Because at that time, he wasn't comfortable with being bald. So he wasn't purely shaving his head yet. He was still insecure.
What is it about porn stars that need to go bald? Is it aerodynamics?
I just don't think he was comfortable with even accepting that he was going bald. I think he was still holding on to some hair, and he thought on camera, but he looks great bald.
Were you always bald in porn, or did it just kind of like look around, everyone's like bald at one point?
This is my take on that. I think that if you can be a porn star, you do have a higher amount of testosterone, and when you have a higher amount of testosterone, you do tend to lose your hair early.
Yeah, but like what's the...
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Never knew that.
Yeah.
But it's like every dude. You never see a guy with a full head of hair.
You don't.
So
you
he's
don't normally.
From this small town outside of Pittsburgh called Butler. It's a really nice suburbia town. And when he would try and convince me that he gets to keep the bandana, it was always like, you know, like, well, my gang in Butler, like, I have to represent, you know. And he would play this whole, like, thing with me to get out of for, like, a year. He'd be like, I can't, the gang's not ready for me to take it off. Like, I know what Butler is about, okay? I've talked to your mother on the phone. Like, come on. Yeah.
When was the first time you were like, you know what? I'm good at sex. I love sex. I'm going to move forward with this. Like, this whole idea of...
I just realized how easy it was to get sex as a girl. Like, you didn't have to have a boyfriend. And, like, if you have a naturally curvy body, like, some people are more sexual, right? I realized very young, I had a boyfriend. He was the first person I had sex with. Then I realized how annoying it was having him. Because once I did it, I was like, now I want to try
this
with
other
people.
Get these guys out of here.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I was like, I don't need him to do that. A great example a friend said to me when I came out here, a director, he goes, you know, Lisa, with one of those, he pointed to my vagina, you can get as many of these as you want. And I'm like, I know that, but thanks for breaking that down.
Yeah.
He really said it like he was dropping gems.
Just telling me. He's a great
you know,
director.
Tits.
Great.
Hey, these guys
set.
Like
He'd
them.
Say this word
and you got two of them.
But I just realized that I wanted to be on the road feature dancing. Like, I had already been a stripper for about 3 years in Pennsylvania.
How old were you when you first started stripping?
16 with fake ID.
Cool.
Then I finally, when I got real ID, got to go to a club that had porn stars coming in every week.
Word.
And that's when I was like, oh, these bitches are getting to go on the road and they're traveling the world and they're making so much money and they don't have to talk to customers every day.
Yeah.
They come into each location once a year, maybe twice a year. When you're a limited time offer, people are mindful of your time. When you're
price
a regular house
too,
girl, the guy wants to talk to you when it's quiet and you're like at the bar like 30 minutes in, his kid's soccer practice. You're like, oh my God, I'm going to die. I know so much about this person.
Did you have a favorite song to come out to or like, oh, this is my jam?
So I had like a hole by Nine Inch Nails was my song. I had it tattooed on the back of my neck and then I had it removed, but it said, I'd rather die than give you control. That was my jam right there.
Fuck.
First show every night. It's like, you know what I'm playing, play it. And then you go out there and it's just such a mind fuck song. Little Pat Benatar, Pat Ben.
Pat's in power. My mom 80s. Loves Pat Benatar.
Yeah, of course. She's probably my age.
Yeah, probably. But it's like that energy. It's just like, she brings it.
She brings
and
it.
And if I'm going to give these dudes a dance, I'm going to bring it.
Yes.
Play Ludacris. Alice in Chains.
Then a lot of Alice in Chains, Nine Inch Nails, Rage Against the Machine. That's good. But those were long songs. Wasn't until strip clubs started to focus on lap dances did they make every song 3 minutes long. That's why it's fun to sit and listen to music at a strip club, because you only get 3 minutes of each song. Nothing plays out past that because they are timing out logistics of how much money they can make in each lap dance room each night if they get the girls in.
Yeah, some guy thinks he's cutting corners. Like, I'll do Stairway to Heaven. You're like, we know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're not even getting past the intro, bud.
Right, because the guy wants to buy a dance and request a song. He's going to request a 7 minute song.
Damn.
Well, I think we have some questions that people wrote in.
Yeah,
I'd love to also get some advice.
I think Gabe is pulling them up.
Gabe, pull it up.
Yeah, we've got a couple questions here. This first one is just someone that wanted to tell you guys a story. So we're going to do that. This is a submission here from Kiana. And she said, I want to tell you the story about my 21st birthday. I was turning 21 and I decided to throw myself a party. The guy that I'd basically been in love with for a year, we had a kind of a friends with benefits thing going on and then I caught feelings. He shows up and I'm like, sweet, now I'm definitely gonna get some birthday sex. Fast forward a few hours, we end up going to the bar, and he downs like 6 Jaeger bombs in less than a minute. Oof. He's a pretty heavy drinker, so I'm like, okay, as long as your dick still works, drink all you want. About 30 minutes later, we're back at my place going at it. He flips me over, so I'm on top, and naturally, I'm riding that dick for my birthday.
Let's go.
He starts making these faces, and I'm like, oh shit, yeah, he's loving it. But the next thing that I know, he's pushing me off so he can puke on my bedroom floor. Fuck. He puked 3 times, still on the floor, and then passed out. Happy birthday to me. I cleaned it up and slept on the couch because I was so pissed.
You got your own towel?
Damn.
Kiana, first of all, this made you a stronger person.
Oh yeah, get this dude out of here.
You will now be much better at seeing the signs on the wall and reading the room. That many shots, no. But in the future, do not clean up the fucking throw up yourself.
Yeah. I think the first red flag here is a guy getting Jaeger bombs.
Yeah. You're 21, but like 6 in a month is a lot.
At this time,
isn't Jaeger bomb
age?
A 1 or 2 things a night in your toast? Like, you're done. But she cleaned up the throw up. I wish she would have locked him in the bedroom with the throw up, got him slipped on the couch, and then made him clean up the throw up.
Right. 6 Jaeger bombs?
You know what I would have done? He fucking threw up and I would have called his best friend.
Banged him?
Yep.
Right in the same room while he's passed out of the bed?
Yep.
It's a great answer.
Use the vomit as lube.
But the vomit's going to smell in the room. That's where it gets
great. I lived in a frat house for 2 years. Terrible. The vomit will get you. If anything will make you not come, it's a scent of vomit.
Yeah. Or think about your dog dying. Johnny Sins.
Yep. Here's the thing, though. So she does say that luckily in the morning he ate me out 3 times before he left.
Yeah, but he didn't
brush
his teeth.
I hope he had a toothbrush there.
Yeah.
Because he threw
up
in her place.
We need the Listerine strips for that.
We need so many Listerine strips. Costco box of distribution.
Even just kissing your lover the next morning.
I'm sorry, but I don't even want the guy that threw up in my room to probably ever eat me out again.
Yeah,
the guy
got taquitos in his mouth and he's like, can I make up for it? And they said 3 times?
Yeah, 3 times.
What the fuck?
How could she still be attracted to a dude that threw up in a room?
He
like,
might be
you're dead. Just remember, with one of these, I can get as many of those as I want. Kiana.
But then in her situation, she wakes up, right? Then she's got to like essentially Uber eat some dick, but there's dick in her room. So if she's just going to be on the couch and he's going to go there and eat her out.
Like, remember something, at 21, a girl is not as Uber dick shit. That like guys are always thinking about having sex, but at 21, she's not that way yet. Right? We don't get that way till we hit our Naughty America status. So yeah, milk and my neighbor, all that. I just wouldn't be attracted to the guy. Like I'm flashing back to like guys throwing up around me, ever interacting with them again. Like it's very easy to block your
number. He had a speech or something. Like, I'm so sorry, but
I hope she put him in the shower. Yeah. I hope she gave a mouthwash. Like, I hope so many things took place.
A guy
that
does Jaeger bombs, he probably rinsed it out with like a Monster and then was like, I'm down. Let's do it.
Toilet water and just rinsed his mouth.
Yeah.
Both people in this are absolutely legendary.
I appreciate that story.
But you know, that dude went to his friends and was like, yo, I fucking puked and then ate her out. They're like, oh, fuck yeah, Clark, you're so sick.
And his friends are disgusting as well. People are fucking masturbators.
Or we discover something. Maybe the acid from the vomit actually made the eating out more pleasurable.
I could never, if I watch somebody puke, their mouth is not going on me ever again. Like, if you're a dude, like, this would have to be, like, you're really sick, something bad happened. Not you drank too much and you vomit and you think your mouth's going back. I'm like,
you don't know how hot he is. I'm going to say that. What if he's a fucking smoke show?
Could be.
Okay, if he's a smoke
show.
There
you go.
Still not doing it.
No, I think you're lying.
Still not doing it.
I think if some hot
Okay, if he's a smoke show and maybe has a nice nest egg and is very successful.
What if Devin Booker wants to go down on you?
Devin Booker is taken.
Well, whatever, dude.
Boyle.
You know what I mean.
Boyle.
Ben Simmons.
Bless his heart. He just had back surgery. I don't know how he's going to be immobile in that
situation.
What
did he get back surgery from?
God, hold on.
What did he get back surgery from?
Tyler Hero's doing really well in the playoffs.
What about Tyler Hero?
Throws up. No, I'm sorry. I just have rules. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a hot dude in the NBA right now that you would let eat your box.
That guy would have called somebody immediately and had that throw up cleaned up.
He would have handled it more proper.
He would have handled. He would have his handler that's waiting in the hotel lobby.
He would
have
his mall laying around.
Lisa, I don't believe
I'm
you.
Fussy.
If Devin
I'm a
Booker,
fussy bitch.
If Devin Booker did not have a girl and you were about to fuck him.
Not hot.
And he.
He's hot on that court, though. Those 3-point shots, not paying
for sports. I'm just trying to stir up the pot.
Do we have another submission?
Yeah, let's do one more. We have an anonymous submission here.
Oh, I like anonymous ones.
Yeah, these are the real ones.
This is a guy, he needs some advice. He says, my girlfriend doesn't like me watching porn, but I can't jerk off to her nudes that she sends me because why do that when we can just bang? So what should I do?
You see why it's anonymous.
Okay. If you're a guy that likes watching porn, you should date a girl that's likes watching porn. Because this is something that, if you're going to get serious with this person, if you're going to get married one day, and I'm not saying you force her to watch it 10 hours a week like you do, you know, but like hopefully you guys can get together and maybe like my guy and I, we watch porn together once every couple of months since usually okay. It's always hotel porn. It's Mark Dorcel because it's foreign and no one speaks English and I don't know any of the performers. So like I can't
oh,
have
Oh, so
any...
not judging.
Yeah, so I don't be like, oh, I know that person. I don't really like them.
As comedians, we're in the back of the room watching other comedians be like, oh, I could have done better. Oh, I knew where that was going. So you probably watch and attendants and be like, that's what you're finishing on? Missionary? Yeah. Boring. Yawn. No
and the
cum
foreign
shot?
Porn, every girl does anal. So overseas...
Wait.
Oh, no.
Give me a passport.
Overseas, the girls show up for a day rate usually, and they don't really know what they're doing. They just know they're going to do a lot of sex that day. So it could be like one girl scene, maybe a boy girl scene, maybe a DP. But like every girl does everything.
Yeah.
And they also don't have the same supplies that we do to prepare for an anal scene. So they just take the whole shower head and stick it up their ass before their scene in the shower. Like they're next level. Like my first trip to shoot over there was almost a month straight in Budapest. And I shot with performers from everywhere. They just take the train in. So like Romania, like beautiful women. Because
train
also,
dick?
Hey, take a train to run a train.
God damn.
Take the train.
Tidal. Amtrak cock.
They also aren't as, like when you watch the foreign porn, the thing I like about it is like there's a lot of like natural women. So there's not like a lot as many fake boobs, as fake butts. Like, they're pretty. They're really pretty. They just all look different. They're pretty. So you kind of got to find a girl that likes watching porn with you or you're going to resent your girl. And then you're going to watch more porn. So either decide. Like, I think this is important advice for young men.
So what do you think this dude should do? His girl doesn't like him watching porn, but
does he want to get super serious? Because this is going to be a point of contention for them forever. He's always going to like it. And the nudes aren't the same because they're her. Right.
Yeah.
He wants to watch strange people that he's never met in real life and he has no association with.
That's
be
what
disrespectful
it is.
To and say shit
think
to the phone that he's watching it on. It's nothing to do
you
with
just,
that. It's the anonymity.
Yeah, you're living in a different lane. You're in a different
And his girl's
universe.
Not shoving stuff up her ass. Right? The girl in the porno he's watching is.
So what's
there's
a good
all,
way to get couples to maybe start watching porn to your point?
I would ease in with like some of the storyline stuff that you two wonder why they even make it. This is the... You know, like remember the years ago it was like Skidabat. You know,
Cinemax
in those movies.
Boy, do I remember.
You can go
Daddy's
and,
Visa
you know,
card.
get those full movies, Wicked, Digital Playgirl, but there's a storyline. They roll up to a mansion at the beginning. There's always like, you know, B-roll. Start there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But obviously, they're not going to stay together. His porn habit's going to be a big, at least he's on incel. At least he's having sex.
That is true.
Is it? I mean, this is obviously, I don't know. I was going to say this is a slightly dishonest, but if I was him, it's like, buddy, go in the shower. Get yourself a waterproof phone. Fucking watch
just
porn.
Put it in a Ziploc. All you gotta do is put it in a Ziploc baggie in the shower.
Dude, I used to be talking about this.
And rest it in the shower caddy.
Tape
Ziploc
photos.
baggie. You close your phone in there and you turn it on.
The photos that I had in the paintball magazine I was talking about earlier, I used to tape them to the shower. Like, and I would just clean it off. Like when it would get foggy, I would just clean it off.
I love
my hand.
The effort that you put into
Dude,
this important.
If my parents ever walked into my shower scene, it would look like a Picasso painting gone wrong. There was just photos everywhere.
And water would probably make the ink run from the printer.
Yeah,
at times
but it was hot.
Well.
So it felt steamy in there.
Yeah.
Do you watch porn with your girl?
I don't, but we are both very open about our
do it in hotels. That's
porn,
what we do. It's fun to do it in a hotel for some reason.
It feels different.
Yeah, because you're like in a random place. Everything's random about it. It's like just like it's like a vacation.
I mean, hotels
thing.
Are made to be cummed on.
I agree.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think the decorator that walks in and goes, "All right, what I can put on the walls that are it's okay to get cummed on."
Yeah, you don't care about nothing.
No.
You don't care about nothing in a hotel.
No.
Yeah.
No. So but my girl and I are both very open about like,
okay.
Like literally, I've said this on the podcast before, is like, she'll literally, we've got to this thing where she'll be like, do you have any time? And I'm like, I'm in the middle of an edit or whatever. I'm like, oh, she goes, well, I'm going to go take care of myself. Sick? Awesome. And that's so hot to me.
Gets
she's just like
off.
Open about, yeah, she's open about, she's like, I'm going to go
and
just
then
do it.
And you see
it.
Another
like,
dude walk out of the room. You're like, hold on.
See my guy
Devin
enough.
Booker.
So no, I will not let him get a pass like that. There's nothing he could be doing that's more important than me.
Oh, that's hot.
Well, there is.
There is not.
An edit? A clip?
For no. TikTok?
Career?
Get fucking some TikTok's dick, more boy. Important than me.
Excuse me?
TikTok's more important than me is what you're saying?
Yeah, you're fucking
no,
up,
No, we're not
dude.
Having that.
You're
it's normal
up,
in your life, but in ours, it's not. We don't see each other as much.
Right.
We don't live together. We don't live in the same city. So we don't see each other, you know.
Oh, yeah. If you fly in, he's like, yeah, let me just finish this
oh, well,
boomerang.
That's, yeah,
you're
no, no,
out.
No, no, no.
Devin Booker.
Yeah, yeah.
Again,
Shen.
You're obsessed with him.
But yeah, we're going to jump into the live show. It's going to be awesome. It's at the Avalon. There's like 500 people. And I think it's just going to be fun. just an energy really that's just there for a podcast. I've seen a few live podcasts this week during this Netflix is a Joke Festival, and the turnout and responses is awesome. So it's going to be great. And I'm really glad we got this moment with you in the studio beforehand. Just because the live show is such a,
it's not controlled at all. So no. People can be yelling no stuff. It's
sure, somebody
so
can
fun,
attack us on stage.
Great clip. We'll cut it. Yeah, now, that's a clip for TikTok.
That is safe for TikTok. That now, is
that
safe
part,
for TikTok.
You can take time out of relationship to edit.
Okay, 100%.
Gotcha. 100%.
So, Lisa, you have two books out. What are we plugging today? We got two books. We got websites. We got...
Just The Real Lisa Ann is everything. The YouTube, Real Lisa Ann. Twitter, Insta, Facebook, everything. And shop, lisaann.com is my bookstore.
So, Cool.
And, guys, go pick some stuff up. The books look super interesting. I'm going to jump into this one first because I really want to hear about all the Palin stories. But, guys, we're going to jump into the live episode. Friend of the Roadminer. Again, we have a Patreon. 4 extra episodes ad-free drops every mother effing Friday for only $5 a month. So go cop that, if you will. It's patreon.com/tipsockspod. And as we always say, guys, thank you so much. You guys are awesome. And till next Wednesday, boom, bow, fist in the ass.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.